This story is read by Eileen Wilkie, Private John Moir Bruce, Service Number 11343 of the 8th Battalion, the Black Watch. John Moir Bruce, known as Jack, was born in Gilton on 4th April 1888. He was the seventh of nine children born to James and Mary Bruce, who had married in 1877 in Ferteviot. Jack's father was a master mason. At the time of the 1901 census, the family was living at Rosebank Scone. Jack attended both Gilton and Scone public schools. On leaving education, Jack followed his father into the building trade, qualifying as a stonemason before becoming a builder's traveller. When war broke out, Jack immediately offered himself for military service, but was rejected twice on medical grounds. He applied for a third time and finally enlisted into the 8th Battalion, the Black Watch, in August 1915. Following training at Nigg, Aberdeenshire, he was sent to France. The 8th Battalion had previously landed in Boulogne on 10th March 1915 and went into action in the Battle of the Luz. In 1916, they fought in the Battle of the Somme, including the capture of Longueval, in which fierce fighting reduced the battalion to just 171 men. An extract from the war diary of the 8th Battalion, the Black Watch, in Longueval and Deville Wood, on the 14th and 15th of July 1916, reads, "During the attack of the 14th July, the 8th Black Watch was at the far right of the line of the 9th Scottish Division, with the 10th Argylls on its left. The operation was based on the surprise caused by a night attack and a short bombardment preceding the assault. At 3:25 a.m, after a 5 minutes bombardment, the unit sprang, of which some with the sound of the bagpipes. The Germans, at first completely surprised, reacted quickly. There was fierce hand-to-hand combat in the village, but by midday the southern part of Longueval was in the possession of the Scottish soldiers. The losses had been heavy. Indeed, short preliminary bombardment, although violent one, had not destroyed in-depth defences and had not destroyed the tunnels. Moreover, the destruction by the bombardment allowed more cover for the defenders. The 8th Black Watch encountered great difficulties in front of a machine gun nest in the southeast corner of Longueval, supported by two field guns positioned in wood. They eventually succeeded at the end of the afternoon, and the edge of the wood was occupied. Outposts were installed further in the wood, where a certain amount of enemy action continued. These outposts were relieved by the South Africans on the 15th of July. John Moir Bruce was killed in action on 15th July 1916 at Longueval. He is buried in Deville Wood Cemetery, Longueval, in plot 23, row R, grave 2. Deville Wood Cemetery was made after the armistice, when graves were brought in from a few small cemeteries and isolated sites, and from the battlefields. Almost all of the burials date from July, August and September 1916. There are now 5,523 burials in commemorations of the World War I in this cemetery. Jack was 28 years old when he was killed. He was posthumously awarded the Victory Medal and the British War Medal. His older brother Alexander also fought in the war and was killed on the 15th of November 1916, 3 months after Jack. The brothers are buried in separate cemeteries about 1.5 kilometres apart. We will remember them.